Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Yeah. Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Fucking on town, duck down. Falcons, pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much, touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy and you probably smell. The crooked referees are Roger Goodell. Bucking like this and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning,
I'm a who that.
It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that at. Boogie like this and
I'm a who that.
It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
All right. Shout out to the mighty Who Dat Nation, man. We up in this thing, Sports Coma, representing the mighty Who Dat Nation. We up in this thing. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're now rocking with the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys, where we have intense, entertaining, educating, and enlightening sport talk from your favorite sports fam. What's popping? Shout out to the fam. Y'all feel free. Do me a service. Hit the like button, hit the subscribe, and share. If you're on Twitter, please retweet this. Saints Inc. defensive end Chase Young to a 1 year, $13 million contract. We're going to cover that today, man. So shout out to the fam. Appreciate y'all being in the stream, man. We're going to play the interview by Chase Young. He did an interview on probably some of y'all seen it. We're going to replay it on the stream. But, man, listen. This is a pretty good move, man. Probably one of the most impressive moves that the Saints have done thus far for being here, man. I got to give them credit for that because the reality is, man, they needed help here. And this is a maneuver that I didn't think they would do because I didn't think they would disturb Cam. Ultimately, I thought that, you know, and that was just the mindset. And it makes sense to sign him because you definitely need some help opposite of Carl Granderson. What that does is giving them Chase Young next to Carl Granderson gives the Saints two vibrant pass rushers here. And of course, Cam operates probably definitely in the reserve capacity. But even, you know, we're hearing some stuff about him operating as a situational guy. We'll see. It's a lot of banter back and forth one way or the other. But a $13 million deal for Chase Young, man. So. Good shout out to the Saints. You got to give them credit when they get one right. Saints had 34 sacks, I want to say, this past season in the NFL. And this is to get after those quarterbacks. We're going to need that pass rush as the Saints look to kind of add some more talent to that secondary as well, which was pretty good last year. We haven't really signed anybody yet in terms of that, but Chase Young's very positive signing. for the black and gold. So anyway, shout out to the fam, man. We in this thing. Big ups to you guys. Please feel free to hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. And there's a poll, fam. I know it's a pretty simple poll. There's a poll that started off the broadcast for the family members to feel free to kind of vote in that poll. It's one of which is the best Saints signing to this point. And it's, you know, there's Chase Young there, Willie Gay Jr., Cedric Wilson, and of course, Nathan Peterman, the quarterback, the backup guy that was added. So if you guys want to chime in there right now, Chase Young is running away with the poll. 67% have him as the clear winner. 28 right now, just switched 68%. Willie Gay's 27%. 5 for Cedric Wilson, the wide receiver, and 0 for the backup quarterback, Nathan Peterman. Oh, man. Anyway, let's get into it, man. Let's go over this right here. ESPN providing a scoop. Chase Young signs with the Saints on the $13 million contract. Of course, the Saints got him down there. Credit to them for getting the deal done. Defensive end Chase Young signed a one-year, fully guaranteed $13 million contract, according to Adam Schefter and Jeremy Fowler. The Saints announced the agreement, but did not release the terms. Young, who was traded from the Commanders to the 49ers this past season, visited the Saints on Monday and likes the setup of the team's defense, he told ESPN. We'll play some of that. 49ers acquired Young as a trade deadline, sending a compensatory third-round pick to the Commanders to bolster their talent at the edge rusher position. Upon arrival in San Fran, Young became a prominent part of the Niners' rush packages, working in behind Farrell, Kellen Farrell in obvious pass situations. He had 2.5 sacks and 10 tackles and 16 pressures in 9 regular season games with the Niners. He also had a sack in the Super Bowl loss to the Chiefs. And for the season, Young 24 tied a career high with 7.5 sacks, adding 25 tackles and 41 pressures between both Washington and San Fran. The Commanders used the second overall pick back in 2020 on Chase Young. He dealt with a torn right ACL in 21 that cost him most of that season. The following season, he also appeared in just 12 games over the last 2 years. The Saints have been in the pass rusher market since fall, although they did not make any moves at the trade deadline last year. They finished 23 season, ranked 28th with 34 sacks, their lowest total since 2016. So this is an attempt by the Saints to throw as much as they can at the pass rush position. And shout out to them, because I really didn't believe that they would kind of make this move. You know, I kind of thought this is not a Saints move. So credit to them for signing this guy, because this is the biggest acquisition thus far. Willie Gay is a solid sign, and I like him at the linebacker because of his athleticism. Upgrade over Zach Bond, and you had Chase Young to the team. He is a name and talent there, even though it's a one-year deal. So got to give him credit, man. Saints have been in the pass rush market since the fall, though they did not make any moves at the trade deadline. Like I said, they finished 28th with 34 sacks, the lowest total since 2016. The Saints had invested high draft picks in pass rushers, selecting Peyton Turner in the first round of the 21 draft and Isaiah Foskey, the snowman, in the second round of the 23 draft, but neither had a sack last year. Isn't that something? Foskey was a healthy scratch for most of the year, and Turner played in only 2 games because of injuries. The Saints also signed 27-year-old Carl Granderson and 34-year-old Cam Jordan to extensions last fall. Jordan, 2011 first-round pick, was the last Saints pass rusher to have double-digit sacks when he finished with 12.5 sacks back in the 21 campaign. Boy, it seems so far away since Cam put on that 12.5 sack performance. He played in every game last season but dealt with several injuries, finishing with just 2.5 sacks. And that was very nagging ankle issue, but like a lot of the family say, man, Q, what was he doing before that? A lot of people kind of hard on old Cam, man. But anyway, it's not Cam time. It's Chase Young time. $13 million, one-year contract with him to be on the squad. So shout out to Chase Young and the Black and Gold for adding a premier pass rusher. We just need him to stay healthy along with the Saints pass rushers. And we shall be looking at some positive stuff on the defensive side. Now, there's other things to kind of look at as well. So before we finish getting into this, let's hear what Chase Young had to say. Here's his interview.
But is there anything about this defense in particular that appealed to you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have great defense, Tyron, Cam, you know, Carl, Pete, DeMario. I mean, it's I feel like it's weapons all over the field. You know, my goal is just going to be the best Chase Young that I can be. And, you know, I definitely, you know, plan to add a good piece to be a part of this defense.
Chase, well, yeah. what was kind of your process of picking your spot? Were you kind of studying everybody and trying to make sure you found the best fit for you? And if so, what made New Orleans the best fit for you?
Yeah, just the best fit is, I feel like it's very family oriented. You know, even just meeting the whole coaching staff, everybody was family oriented. You know, I can tell just the workspace, it's has great energy. Just everybody walking around the building smiling. So just feeling the energy. And really just a place where, you know, I'll come to work in every day.
And it seems like you're pretty familiar with the defensive roster. I'm assuming you've at least looked at them a little bit. How you feel like you fit in with the other guys, and how can you guys complement each other?
I feel like, you know, we're gonna start in practice doing that. But, you know, I'm definitely excited to get around these boys.
Hey, Chase, what was kind of the meeting like between you guys last night? You guys went out to dinner and stuff, or is that – How did that go?
Yeah, well, it went great. Went out to dinner. You know, ate well, had great combos.
Were any of the other players at the dinner? Were they trying to make their best recruiting pitch to get you to sign?
Yeah, it was one there.
I there was a report that Tyron was there with you. Is that accurate?
No.
Okay. Chase, when you talk, I mean, you said injuries obviously affected the middle of your career so far in the NFL. What else do you point to as something, you know, you want to improve on, or when you reviewed your last season that you think there was still area for growth?
Well, I feel like in every area of my game, I can grow. You know, I'm still a young player in this game. I learn and you know, just still on that journey to be the best player I can be.
You know, to take a 1-year deal, I mean, do you kind of see this as a prove it deal, or how do you kind of view the deal?
I just prove it as I'm getting another opportunity to show what I can do.
And, you know, you did play 16 games last year, relatively healthy. Did you feel like you thought it was a bounce back season for you, or how did you kind of feel about last year overall?
Nah, really, I'm just, every time I step on the field, I'm just grateful for, you know, just a chance to do it. You know, all it takes in this league is one play, and I understand that. You know, this organization, the Saints, gave me another, you know, opportunity to, you know, fight for that trophy and that number one goal. And I'm going to do my best to, you know, make sure they know they didn't pick the wrong one.
Chase, what, you know, obviously this is the beginning of week two of free agency now. What was important for you or important for the other teams to take this much time to make the decision? Did you really want to go on some of these visits and really?
Yeah, I mean, I just realized, you know, this place, I had a feeling. My mom always said, trust my gut, you know, talk to, you know, the whole staff. And I just felt like this was the best choice for me.
How nice was it to kind of have that, you know, you were traded last season, obviously, that to kind of have that say of where you wanted to go in your career? What was that process like?
It was definitely different, you know, grown man decisions, something that I feel like I'm prepared to make. So, yeah.
Do we have any other questions for Chase?
Hey, I apologize if you've been asked this already, but getting a chance to team up with Cam Jordan, just your excitement to team up with a vet like that.
Yeah, man, that's definitely something big for me that I'm you know, excited to do. You know, future Hall of Famer, a guy who I'm gonna spend time with, who I can just you know, absorb the game from. You know, I'm definitely excited about Big Cam. So.
Yeah, Chase, just quick question. You know, this is a team that, for whatever reason, always seems to gravitate toward Ohio State players, whether through free agency or through the draft. Was that something you were aware of? And do you have any kind of familiarity with, you know, whether Pete, Marshawn, some of these guys, Chris, that have been here? obviously, whether as teammates or whatever.
Yeah, no, you know, Chris and Pete were my teammates. Marshawn, we still good friends. You know, I know all the Cleveland guys. But yeah, man, I mean, you know, they definitely around here. They you know, they talk about how they love Ohio State guys, and you know, I'm glad I can be a part of that.
What was your impression of Dennis Allen?
The coach would, you know, I can just tell he's going to hold me to the highest standard. And I can just tell that's just going to make me the best player that I can be.
Chase, there were some reports about you not only visiting with the Saints, but also visiting with the Panthers. And then there was like an expected visit or something like that with the Titans. Did you take all of those?
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick Scented Oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Visits before settling in New Orleans, or did New Orleans just present itself at the right time?
I just like the Saints. So, you know, I feel like it was, you know, it was what I wanted. I feel like it was my fit, family oriented, you know, great culture, host their players too. You know, just a, you know, a real good organization.
When you say that it was a place that you wanted, was it somewhere that you had identified early on in the process, or was it more so through conversation and the visit?
Conversation and the visit, for sure.
You mentioned that family-oriented feel a few times. Why was that so important to you?
Because I feel like I'm a family man. You know, I like it. You know, I like coming to work every day. I like, you know, talking to my teammates. You know, I just like that good energy throughout the atmosphere.
How familiar are you with sort of the connection between the fan base and the organization here? Obviously, the organization is very entrenched with the history of the city and things like that. Is that something you're excited about as well?
Yeah, definitely. I heard the stadium gets super loud. So I'm real excited for that.
Chase, you've done a pretty good job of kind of, we've all been dancing around this sort of prove it narrative, and that's not something you're interested in buying into, I guess. Why is it that you kind of like don't like being labeled as like needing to prove anything or you know what I mean? Like, I guess revitalize your career or the kind of things we all tend to put into a story arc for you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like in life it's all journeys. I really don't hear what people say. You know, you can say what you want. I know, make a living and get there. You know, people have families. But at the end of the day, I'm a man of God, and it's a journey. And you know, we're gonna see what happens.
And I know Ross asked you earlier about being under a microscope when you're such a high profile player. You obviously have taken a good attitude to not let that affect you. But is that something you've noticed and felt that you know, people love to parse everything you're out there doing?
Nah, man, I've been getting that since college, man. They don't faze me, man.
It's time for one more.
What was your family's reaction? I know your mom and stuff. Just what was their reaction like?
Super excited. They're ready to eat this good food down here. I know that.
Oh, what'd you get at dinner yesterday? Did you get a very New Orleans meal or anything?
I had to, I just had to catch it today. Just some fish.
Gotcha.
All right. Shout out to brother Chase Young, man. Welcome to New Orleans, Chase. Working on a highlight video right now. Welcome to New Orleans. Chase Young is a new black and gold man in the building. And of course, it's going to be very interesting because, you know, I've got the poll out in the chat, man. Obviously, the best acquisition, according to the family base on the first poll, was Chase Young. So far, Willie Gay came in a distant second of who they preferred. And right now, there's a poll going on in the chat right now. Who do you feel should start at the defensive end this year for the black and gold? And the options are Chase Young and Granderson, Cam and Granderson, or someone else. And an overwhelming 74% of the poll, people in the poll, says Young and Granderson, with 14% saying someone else. Proving they someone else is beating Cam and Granderson. How about that, man? That's pretty wild. So if y'all want to keep chiming on that one, man, that is a blowout poll right there. 74% said Chase Young and Curl. Just want to get y'all thoughts on that. But yes, question about Trey. What's up, Trey? Shout out to your brother. Says, what about Peyton Turner? What about him, brother? I mean, Peyton Turner. Right now, man, and it ain't looking too good for Peyton. But listen, he'll be a backup get there. And this is the unofficial depth chart I got right here. You see, even the unofficial depth chart from OurLads.com is showing Curl Granderson and Chase Young in the starting position. As you can see, Chase Young is right here. And then Cam Jordan is backing him up. So I think they got the memo. So you see Curl, you see Chase, and then, of course, Cam is the third guy. And, of course, you see passing, they got passing you behind Curl Granderson with Isaiah Foskey, and you see Peyton Turner behind Cam Jordan behind Chase Young. So what it does do for the black and gold is that it does provide a lot of versatility on the defensive line. The sacks were down last year. They want to get those sacks up. And really, truthfully, like I said, this is a all-talent year for the New Orleans Saints and Dennis Allen. It won't be acceptable to win another 9 games and not get in the playoffs. The team must get into the playoffs, you know, and like I said, there's a lot of people that are, you know, that don't like the direction of the Saints, but you got to appreciate this signing. Even if it's a 1-year deal, it's still a solid signing because it hits an immediate need that the Saints need to address, which was the low sacks last year. Chase Young stays healthy. He'll help that. Peyton Turner should be in Foskey. Isaiah Foskey, the snowman, and all these guys. But yeah, the Chase Young sign, even though if it's a 1-year deal, it does put Peyton Turner on the watch list, you know, in terms of what you're going to do. Because usually a lot of that, you know, Granderson won his time when Cam got a couple years before he leaves. And Peyton Turner, man, is hopefully he doesn't follow the same trajectory as the guy that he was drafted to replace Davenport. You know, Davenport was an unmitigated bust. He was a reach. Bad pick by the Saints. Peyton Turner was a guy that a lot of people questioned Sean Payton when they took Peyton Turner from the University of Houston in the bottom of the first round. I think he was 28 or 29, something like that. And I was like, man, why did they take that guy? I remember doing the stream. I was like, why would they take Peyton Turner? His, you know, he's mocked, or basically his value was a second round guy, second and third round guy. But they picked the guy up and at a first round, that was Coach Peyton. And I thought Coach Peyton was trolling us, because didn't he draft? He drafted Peyton Turner, and it was like, hold on, what is this? And then it was what was the other one? I don't know. I forgot the other guy's name. But I was like, is he trolling us? You know, because we had Peyton Turner, which is not Sean Payton, Peyton Turner, and then it was another two. I was like, what the hell is he doing? But anyway, good pickup by the Saints, landing Chase Young. He stays healthy. Him and Carl Granderson will turn it on for the Saints. You know, and then of course Cam in the reserve capacity, keeping his, you know, his minutes down and get him to rush as a reserve guy on the edge, or they could flip him inside if they need to. That'll keep Cam fresh all year long. And of course, all that means is with Peyton Turner and Isaiah Foskey, the Saints just have a good amount of depth at the DE position. And some of those guys, you can flip them inside as well. So, I mean, it's a very solid signing for the Saints to pick up Chase Young and bring him to the team. And like I said, it's a 1-year deal at $13 million, and it's fully guaranteed contract. It's fully guaranteed. So just wanted to kind of sprinkle that one in there for the family members. Fully guaranteed 1-year, $13 million contract for Chase Young. So it is very solid signing. By far the best signing the Saints have done up to this point, getting a name and a player with immense talent. I like the Willie Gay Jr. signing a lot because of what it represents. So Chase Young, budding starter there, has all this crazy athleticism, can get to the quarterback and chase guys down, unbelievable speed. He's basically an edge rusher with linebacker speed. So the guy will help out in many different ways. And, of course, Willie Gay Jr., when they finally do use him in certain packages, or they go, you know, they, you know, probably use the 4-3 every now and again. But when they do finally get him on the field, he has the ability to chase guys down too. Very athletic, fast guy, fast linebacker. But like I said, both of these moves are 1-year deals for Willie Gay Jr. and Chase Young. So the Saints are playing for this year, man, to try to make some of this stuff pop. All right. So before I go to the next, let me shout out a few family members. Shout out to everybody. Thank you, Brother Trey, with that. Shout out to you, Philly Phil. How you doing? Say something was off when with him doing the interview. You think so, bro? I just think that, you know, he probably was tired, man. He looked like he was kind of tired after a long day. And sometimes, you know, you do those, you do a press conference, you really don't want to do it. And, you know, you don't feel like it, but you got to do it. You know, that's something, that's one of the traditions, I guess, you know, one of the perks of the job, if you won't call it that. All right, Chris, what's up, bro? How you doing? See, we got Chase, bro. Yeah, we got him, bro. Oh, yeah, yeah. And Pelicans notice it. Move Cam inside at defensive tackle. Thank you for that. Who that says? We just need to draft an offensive lineman first round and draft Byron Murphy. Okay. In the second round. All right. Ramsey, how you doing, sir? Shout out to you. Mr. Mel, how you doing, sir? Glad to see some positive roster upgrades. There you go. Appreciate Mr. Mel. Much love. Appreciate you, my brother. Kai says, what's the intel on guard tackle that we signed today? Yeah, I'm gonna cover that momentarily, Kai. Just give me a second. We're going to jump right on that stuff. What's up, Booker? He says, who that Q? I'm glad I didn't make the fifth rounder to pick up. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Brother Booker Ranking, man. Shout out to you, bro. He picked this, and that's probably one of the picks of the month right now. What he picked, he basically threw out there, hey, Q, I will give a fifth round draft pick to the Bears for Justin Fields. And I said, that's kind of low, brother. They'd be kind of dumping him on such and such. He said a fifth round pick. He said it. So I got to give that brother a shout out because, man, that was a really good call there. I mean, you could have said, man, I give him a fourth round or a third round. That man said a fifth rounder, and you seen what happened the other day. It's like, wow, these people are literally, they did really literally just dumped them out of there like that. So shout out to brother Booker. And Brother Booker, listen, man, you got, now that you own that good spin with that call, bro, feel free to drop them, you know, them lottery numbers, brother. I'm looking for the lottery numbers. Email me, man. Brother Booker, Go ahead on there, brother, and put the Powerball in there. Powerball numbers, email them to me. Don't put it in the chat, brother. I don't want the fam playing the numbers, brother. We just gonna, you know what I'm saying? Just send that to the email there, brother. You know, the Powerball and the other one. What's the other one, fam? That's the multi-millions or whatever you want to call it. Both of them. Throw them numbers in the chat, brother, since you got the superpower right now, brother. Brother James says, Q, interesting indeed. As you said, Chase is a good pickup. But I do wonder why other teams didn't sign him. Also, are we spinning our wheels just to pay him one season because Carr is average? Won't go far. Is that what you're saying, Brother James? Now, it's interesting because I thought about that. Like the Willie Gay, I like Willie Gay. You know what I'm saying? I like him. I thought that, you know, when they signed him at first, I was like, okay, linebacker, now what are we looking at? But each one of these, like, 1 year to kind of prove it deal, so to speak, which kind of, you know, see what these guys could offer for the team or whatnot. But it's very interesting. But it does appear like the Saints are not giving those loan contracts out right now. They're kind of keeping things close to the vest in terms of the timeline. Because you know eventually, over the next 2 years, you're going to see players like DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan, Tyrann Mathieu. You know, a couple of years from now, these guys are going to retire. And the team, Taysom is, after this year, he's on a one-year deal. So some of these guys, you could be very well looking at the end of some of our most productive veterans and our well-known veterans. And you'll see a move from one thing to the other. In a couple of years, you never know what's happening with Carr. If Carr don't step up, you know, if this team don't perform well this year and they miss the playoffs, and I'm not putting it on, but I'm just saying you got to be prepared for whatever, right? But if this team fails this year, Dennis Allen is out of here. He's done. So you don't want to kind of, you know, stockpile a bunch of people and you bring in a new administration and they start cleaning the house, moving around, doing certain things. So this is a very unique time for the New Orleans Saints right now, where you can see them keeping it really close and short, because at some point you have to be looking at transitioning the team into a younger form of itself, but they don't want to do it to the point where it bottoms out and they start all over at the bottom of the NFC South. They're trying to rely on these veterans and put these young, talented players around them and hope that they pick up enough game to carry the team forward. So, yeah, it's a kind of a little nervous energy from the New Orleans Saints right now, and rightfully so, because they've been losing the last 3 years. You better be nervous. Claude, shout out to you, bro. He says he liked the signing. Shout out. I agree. Jay Hunsberry, how you doing, sir? Big Ant and the rest of the fam. Yeah, shout out to y'all. Chris says, I got Chase starting on my D-line, man. It's like, okay, thank you, bro. Yeah. Oh, the Mega Million. There you go, Pelican Nola. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, tell him, brother Booker, throw them numbers in the email, brother. Yeah, do that. that man said, I give him a fifth round pick, man, for that boy. And guess what? They did. And the crazy part about it wasn't a fifth round pick from this year. It was a fourth round, fifth round. Next year is a 2025 pick that can turn into a fourth round. Like, what? What the hell? They gave him a pick for next year. Crazy. But it happened.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Spectrum Business knows small business owners have to do it all. Get Spectrum One for Business. Just $49.99 a month for internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for a year. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list: teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.